Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Till we find out otherwise, the Browns probably should expect to miss Quinshon for a part of this season, interrupting a lot of hope that I think Browns fans had at the running back position. I think more importantly, maybe changing their plans about, all right, how do we attack the offense early in the season?
It really does stink because I love the Quinshon Judkins pick. You know, I think you look at him, he just looks like an AFC North running back. You obviously follow along with what he did at Ohio State and was a big piece of that national championship run. So it emphasizes the fact that they drafted Dylan Sampson there in the later rounds and then go back into old friend Jerome Ford, I guess, for what, 6-7 weeks? And it is frustrating for Browns fans because we thought, at least it was sold to us, that you replace Nick Chubb with these two rookies and that this is, you know, tandem in the backfield together are really going to be the future of what this run game looks like in life after Nick Chubb. I don't know. Not without Quinshon Judkins, I kind of miss Nick Chubb.
Yeah, I think that was a fair response. And the fact that he's in Houston for a $3 million deal, and I still think he's going to end up taking that job. I think people have written him off too early. But I look back at Quinshon, and I'm like, I think the other frustrating thing just as a fan was we talked about at the start of the show, so much of this was we just didn't have to deal with the weight of the Deshaun stuff. We're far enough away from the Mike Hall Jr. stuff without a repeat. It's been a full year that it felt like we could move on from that. And it just felt like, you know, the beauty of this season should be we can just be fans of the team and don't have to have the complication. Now, one of the guys who, even if he doesn't get, especially if he doesn't get a 6-game suspension, every time he touches the ball, there's going to be a fair amount of people thinking about this exact thing. And so I think it just adds a complication. I do think, though, you know, I think we've almost overstated the impact of Quinshon week one. And that, by the way, that depends. Like, running backs absolutely can hit the ground running. Year one, that's one of the positions where guys can just step into a role. Where you're drafted doesn't necessarily matter. But I look at it and I'm like, if Quinshon was the difference between your offense being decent or not this year, then your plan probably stunk in the first place. To me, the whole thing with a running game falls back on the O-line. If the O-line is healthy and productive, any one of the three running backs you had were going to have the ability to be a good, consistent rusher. And so that, to me, I think we're like reverse engineering this. I think as long as the O-line's healthy, I think the running backs are going to give you a chance.
I hope so, because that was the fun part of what made Stefanski ball work with Joe Flacco the last time that this offense had any semblance of life in 2023 was when the run game looked good, and that was even without Nick Chubb, and Joe Flacco was just slinging the football all over the yard. I think another disappointing layer to the Quinshon Judkins thing is it usually takes rookies time to acclimate to life in the NFL. And now that you've got some contract questions about the guaranteed money, and I know a lot of people have had that conversation because he hasn't actually signed his contract yet, like that could make his participation in training camp murky. And then if he's going to miss the first 5, 6, 7 games of his NFL career, well, then by the time he actually gets on the field, it's going to take him 3 or 4 games to get right and to look like an NFL player out there. And then we're looking at probably what's going to be a lost season. You got 5 or 6 games to try to evaluate what Quinshon Judkins' rookie season was. Kind of similar to the Mike Hall thing last year. Like, he played in 8 games, but it really only felt like he played in 4 or 5.
Yeah, I think so. That was, he missed 6 games for suspension and then got injured in December, right when they had the runway. Whereas if you have those, to me, that was more about the injury. Once you got through the stuff, and that's, but I do think this becomes the problem here of all of a sudden, Quinshon, if he is suspended, will need to then come back and be completely healthy. Because at some point, like, why were they so comfortable drafting Mason Graham? Well, because Mike Hall played 8 games last year and didn't do enough to say, don't draft another defensive tackle. Now, they do rotate guys in and out, but, I mean, there's nothing more replaceable than a running back in the NFL. But I think that's at the heart of this. Like, to the people doomsdaying and being like, you're not going to have a chance without Quinshon, I'm like, he's a rookie. He hadn't done a damn thing yet. And this, in the end, if you're that offensive line, Jerome, given we're talking about year 4, year 5 with him, it actually might be better for the Browns that he's out there. Now, do I have concerns about in between the tackles? Yes. Those guys are a dime a dozen. Not because Quinshon's more than just in between the tackles running back, but like, I think it's tougher to find the consistent home run hitters like Jerome Ford and Dylan Sampson than it is bell cow backs, or more specifically, like, if you need somebody that can run between the tackles for those 6 games, you call Deontay Foreman back up, right? I don't think Dearness Johnson was a receiving back as well, so that's a little different. But if you need somebody to get you, you know, 5, 4 tough yards, you can find those off the street. If that's all,
so you're comfortable with Sampson, Jerome Ford, and probably Pierre Strong heading into the season?
Yeah, I don't know that Pierre's between the tackles. I don't really know what he does well. But yeah, I'm comfortable with the two, with Jerome Ford and Dylan Sampson, and then finding the third back. Let me put it this way. It's Quinshon's absence, if he does end up getting suspended, is not going to be the difference between that running game being good or not. Because I don't like, even, okay, if Quinshon doesn't get suspended and he's there week 1, yeah, I'd rather have that because then I have a plethora of 3 running backs I really like. But I don't know, like, we say bell cow back. Yeah, I think Quinshon's going to be a guy that can get a lot of touches. Do I think he's going to be a top 5 running back? It's not really my expectation. My expectation is for, like, Nick Chubb was one of the rare guys who he played in front of good O-lines, and it was dominant. Nick played in front of hurt O-lines and was dominant. That's not, none of these 3 guys to me are that until proven otherwise, because there's only like 3 to 5, maybe 6 running backs at any given time that are productive no matter what happens in front of them.
I think a lot of people, maybe their excitement just came as, you know, they look at this offense as a whole and you look at Quinshon Judkins as the guy that's probably going to lead the, you know, team in total touchdowns.
People needed him to replace Nick Chubb.
So you take that away and I think there is a little bit of worry, but I'm with you.
The only thing I'll say about that real quick, because I won't give you another second here.
Yeah.
The only thing I'll say about that is, I think in the first place, the idea of any one player replacing Nick Chubb, and I'm not just talking about the off-the-field stuff, I'm talking about what he did on the field. I always thought that was a little foolhardy. Even for Quinshon, like, it almost wasn't fair to put Quinshon and be like, well, he better be a 1,200. Okay, that might happen. He also might be a guy that splits carries with Ford and Sampson.
Yeah.
And we don't have any, you can have the one of the top 5 running games in the NFL, And none of the three guys are the top dog. It's just a accoutrement of the three of them.
Well, look around the league. I mean, that's what the Chiefs have done kind of in the entire Patrick Mahomes era in life after Kareem Hunt, is they have just continued to stitch together backfields of guys that they like that could play that kind of, you know, offensive style that Andy Reid, you know, puts out there, and it works. You know, that's kind of how the running back position has gone outside of the Saquon Barkleys and the Nick Chubbs that are the bell cows. I do wonder, though, if the Browns have their eyes on any of the free agent running backs that are out there just to take a little bit of the pressure off of Dylan Sampson, because they were obviously going into the season imagining a world where Quinshon and Dylan were going to split snaps in the backfield. I think is probably should have been the school of thought going into this thing.
I think this is where we've slept on Jerome. He's not great between the tackles, and that has to be stated. That's his weak spot compared to him in the pass game or him in the run. Him in the pass game or him in the outside run. But I still think Jerome is going to be just fine. I honestly think guys like Jerome.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable, because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's really productive behind an awful offensive line last year. So all of a sudden you put him in front of a healthy offensive line, you might be able to really get kind of a lightning in a bottle season, even if you have to supplement that other part.
You just hit on it too. I do think a lot of people just look at the stats for Jerome Ford over the last 2 years, and it doesn't scream Nick Chubb. It doesn't scream a guy that, hey, we just lost this franchise icon and this guy that could pop off for 1,000 rushing yards on even his worst of seasons, and you're going to replace him with Jerome Ford, who had 800 yards a rookie, 560-some yards last year. Maybe that is where fans are a little bit frustrated with, the Jerome Ford.
I think so, but I think the Browns have already told you they're not going to commit long-term money with the way they restructured his contract this year. So
wouldn't be here if he didn't take that pay cut.
So it's very unlikely that Jerome's going to be after this year. He still probably deserves more respect. And here's the thing. If we're going to go, he's not Nick Chubb, you have to go that with Quinshon and Dylan until they show that on the field that they can be that guy. So, to the idea of the Browns needing insurance, do you think they need it? Because to me, it's I think when you start to look at the free agents that are out there, and you can throw out some names if you like, all of them are league average replacements. So the guys you have in camp are probably just as good as those, because you're not replacing Quinshon. There's no Quinshon Judkins out there available today at any age, at any level of availability in free agency. So your great hopes are either one springs free in free agency, a la like a Nick Chubb if he doesn't make the roster in Houston, or your hope is, whether it's Pierre Strong or any of the other backs you have in camp, you can supplement some of that with one of those guys. You said something I think we're a very old school thinking football town, meaning, agreed. All right, here's your bell cow back. He gets 300 touches a year. Here's your number one wide receiver. Here's your number one tight end. And it's like, okay, but that doesn't exist. That running back room, and I know Saquon was great last year. I know there are individually great running backs. 60% of the league is doing backs by committee. And by the way, they're also having a lot of success doing that. And by the way, what's one of the hallmarks of the analytics community? You don't pay running backs, and you supplement all of that production by committee. I think that's where the Browns were going to go, even if Quinshon wasn't getting suspended.
And it is probably the way that they should go. I just worry about a time 6 or 7 weeks into this Browns season when they're ready to hand the quarterback, you know, keys off to Shador, Dylan Gabriel. I would like to have a really nice running game.
Yeah,
and I don't know that six or seven games into the year that I'm going to have a really nice running game. I think it might be okay, but I don't think it's going to be, it's not going to wow people.
I think that's about the O-line. Like, I think any scenario in which the O-line is substandard or injury-prone or whatever, it immediately, that run game's not going to be good enough, no matter who the quarterback is. So, like, that I honestly think the thing we have not talked enough about is, yeah, wins and losses are going to have a huge impact on when you go to the rookies. I'll feel most comfortable putting a rookie out there when I know DeJuan's got left tackle locked down, when everybody else is healthy, and they're thriving in this scheme. I would start the rookies week one because I'm like, let's rip this damn Band-Aid off. But to me, the number one reason why you should wait is let's see that O-line get to itself, because if you're 0-6 but the O-line's great, hell, put them out there week 7. And so, but that all kind of ties into the run game, what we're talking about.
Yeah, it's a good point, because how many times have we seen quarterback switches happen just because you feel like you have to make a switch and the quarterback goes out there behind an awful offensive line and they just never really stood a chance.
But I think with this offense, I think we really kind of have to really think about it. If you look at the individual pieces, there are so many more talented offenses out there in terms of wide receivers, running backs, tight ends, O-lines, even if this O-line is healthy, certainly quarterback. So it's going to be, is the ecosystem healthy? And that's not sexy, and that's not like, it's not simple, because you take one piece out of this, even if it's like a tertiary piece, you're still going to go, well, but yeah, that third level piece probably mattered to them more than it would to the Kansas City Chiefs, like you've kind of talked about.
I can't interest you in Ezekiel Elliott.
No.
Gus Edwards.
Is Gus healthy? I thought Gus was banged up, but probably no.
Jamal Williams.
No.
Jeff Wilson.
No, he's also not a between the tackles guy. He's kind of more of like a Jerome Ford.
Jermichael Hasty.
No.
Man, we're getting deep on this list.
You're saying some names here that just Amir make Abdul, me sad.
These are the top names.
Amir's another gadget guy, but receiving guy.
I haven't even scrolled, so I think I'm kind of making your point for you.
Do you want to scroll? Let's scroll together.
John Kelly. Is
we had him, didn't we? The Chargers. I was thinking of a different Kelly.
John Kelly's been on
the... No, you're right. Yeah, that was the one that we had.
Preseason hero. John Kelly's here every
preseason. Who's the Kelly in the Chargers? Was it the same guy? We had a Kelly. And his name sounded like John. I'm not, but again, league replacement. Who else?
Chris Evans is a scroll name.
You mean Captain America?
The former Cincinnati Bengal.
Oh, okay. That's a different Chris Evans. There's more than one.
You want to pick on a division rival here? Could I interest you in Owen Wright? It's a real name.
That'd be a wrong decision for me.
Who was a Raven?
Okay. Is this like a creative player that they had to use? Like, that sounds like a creative player. Owen Wright? I mean, not even EA Sports with their Madden and College Football 2026 names got this Owen Wright? 216-474-0092. Do the Browns need insurance on Quinshon Judkins? Meaning, do they need to bring in another back here? I don't know how much a back is going to make. They're all kind of league replacement once you get past where the Browns and other teams are kind of picking up there. And relatability has come to the game, the sport of golf. That's in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/home run. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.